Now, for making nuclear weapons, U-235 is enriched up to 90%. Around the globe at the moment, and plutonium works just as well. So plutonium was the natural thing to use then, because in the nuclear power industry, there are a huge number of fuel rods being used at any given time in Russia or the US or wherever. So those fuel rods have got to be reprocessed. So when they're being reprocessed, well, the plutonium, you can't do anything with it except make nuclear weapons. So they then have stockpiled 1,000 metric tons of plutonium in various little spots around the world, where 1 kilogram is enough to make a pretty picture like that. So that's actually the Maralinga bomb that went off in South Australia, where the people from the great UK were testing in a spot down in their backyard that wasn't too close to home in case anything went wrong. So the amounts of energy released are substantial. They melt the desert. They melt a big hole in the ground. Nuclear tests have been used by the Russians to test the structure of the Earth. The shock waves are that violent that they bounce right into the core of the Earth. So they're a useful things, and they're a less